This is the Travel Writer Show on J Air 88 FM in Melbourne. Last week, travel writer Carolyn Jasinski was digging for gold and finding it at Claremont in Queensland, about 4 hours inland from Mackay. This week, she's flying over the same region to put the landscape into perspective. Is there anything better than flying in a helicopter with the doors removed over mountains and mesa? Not according to Carolyn, if you listen to this interview with her pilot, James brackets Bill Wiseman. We think she struck gold again with the views over the lush landscape, the Peak Ranges and Teresa Creek.
This is James Wiseman, and James is a helicopter pilot, commonly known as Bill. That's his nickname. And we've just done a one-hour helicopter ride from Claremont in the Isaac region, just out of Mackay. It's in the hinterland, west of Mackay. And I have to say, this is probably one of the most scenic helicopter flights and the most extensive that I've done. This is your backyard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great place. Like, it's such a... The Peak Ranges where we went today is just such an anomaly. It's just so weird. Like, if you've got all this flat countryside with, you know, a few little ranges around the place, and then you've just got this old volcano, it's just popped out of the ground, and they don't make any sense, and they're really spectacular.
It is very spectacular. So it's a beautiful flight just to get there. It took about 20 minutes from the base just outside of Claremont. And Bush Helicopter Services, now it's owned by Jamie and Marty, isn't it? Bush is their last name. And it's honestly, it's one of the best helicopter rides I've done. But but we've gone over, headed what direction?
So we basically headed to the north of town, a bit to the west of north, to Lord's Table.
Yep.
And that's with a big flat top one you may see on the ads. And that's kind of a strange formation too, because it doesn't fit with the rest. But it's really
There's very definite peaks, and then there's that mesa, that flat top thing. No wonder it's called the Lord's Table. But we cover some gorgeous ground. It's very lush up here now. There's been a lot of rain, a lot of green. So you're flying over gorgeous green countryside, lots of crops that I couldn't tell you what they were.
Yeah, a lot of cropping here. Wheat, sorghum, barley, cotton is a big one. A lot of cropping here in between the beef as well.
Yeah, so there's cattle everywhere, but they're smart. They hang under the trees so you don't see them all the time. But we passed over these spectacular rock formations, and it is the Peak Ranges.
Mm-hmm.
So people drive up here. I drove almost 5 hours to get up here from down by the coast, and gosh, it was worth the drive. The flight was spectacular, really worth it. I was thinking as I drove up that it was a long way to come, but I can say now it's very much worthwhile. And you cross through little towns like Nebo, and a beautiful countryside. So you go from Canefields it looks like temperate rainforests, and it's just so green and so lush, and you get the best view of that when you're up in the chopper.
Well, you can see for almost 200 kilometres from horizon to horizon.
Yeah.
From now, the highway we're at.
Tell me how fast we were going.
So we were cruising at about 200 k's an hour through the air, about 210 or something. With the wind behind us on the way back, we were easily 230 k's an hour.
We went a lot faster, didn't we?
We got stuck into it.
It was very good. And James, or Bill, took the doors off. So it was such a very cool feeling having all that wind rush through. And, and it's such a beautiful day up here. It's hot and humid because it's the wet season, but it doesn't feel like that when you're up in the air.
No, it's a perfect time to take the doors off actually right now. And most of the summertime it's doors off because we don't have air conditioning in the helicopters. So you're hard-pressed to find a helicopter with air conditioning. So the weather here is perfect at this time of year.
And today was the sunset cruise and the sun played the game.
It did, didn't it?
It really turned it on. It's spectacular. So we headed towards the ranges, and that was with the sun at our back.
Mm-hmm.
So the light on the ranges was gorgeous. But the Peak Ranges is the little volcanic outburst. Then you've got Lord's Table, which everyone drives to. It's one of the most popular Tourist attractions up here, isn't it?
It is, yeah. There's a little little parking area at the base on the Dysart Road. So you go out of town and you head towards Dysart, and that cuts between Lord's Table and the remainder of the Peak Ranges towards Capella and Emerald. And you go right between them. That's really spectacular too. And there's a walking trail up to the top, but I have been told, I haven't done it myself, but I've been told it's not very well marked, so you kind of make it up as you go.
And having seen it from the top, I'd rather fly over it than hike up it.
Yeah, I'd rather walk it.
That was pretty cool. And then the next peak we went to, there was a really weird rocky outcrop that...
Yeah, it's the core of an old volcano. There's actually a couple of them that we flew past today, and that first one we went past was Fletcher's All.
Okay.
Funny name, but they're old school names around here. It's early pioneer country out here. It's quite an interesting history, but Fletcher's All is the remains, the very core of an old volcano, which is, as you saw, kind of beaten up on one side and kind of smooth on the other side. It's a bit of a surprise, that one.
And it's so strange to think that that was like the last burst of that volcano, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's just all that molten rock in the centre of the volcano went hard and the rest of the volcano is gone and just left that behind.
Eroded away, yeah. And the last one?
And the last one was Wolfhang Peak.
Yep.
Not Wolfgang.
Wolfhang.
Yep. Everyone calls it Wolfgang. if you say Wolfgang, everybody knows where you're going anyway. And Wolfhang is the same, but it's a different shape. It's almost a perfect cone.
Yeah.
And as you saw, you can actually really see the forces involved, all those vertical rocks and...
Yes. And we got to fly so close to it, you could see where possibly people walked up it.
Yes.
And the trails that they
popular
would take.
Rock climbing spot.
Yeah, but again, like I said, I'd rather see it from the top and then walk up it. And then we came back towards the base and went past it to a really cool campground. I don't think I've seen anything so spectacular, partly because we're in the air. And we could see it. Now, that was over the dam, wasn't it?
That was Teresa Creek Dam, yeah, which is it's about a 25-minute drive out of Claremont. Really popular spot with the locals. And a lot of people take their boats out and go skiing, put the tube on the back for the kids.
Yeah,
and
water sports.
You can camp there. It's not free camping, you've got to pay, but it is a very popular campsite.
It was beautiful, and the lake was gorgeous because the sun was setting and we've got reflections over that. And we even went we went near the coal mine.
Yeah, there's the Claremont Open Cut coal mine, which is a bit out of town as well.
Yep, so I got a glimpse of that. You're not allowed to go over the top, of course, but we got a little side view of that, which for somebody who hasn't seen the coal mine before was really interesting.
And that's actually quite popular with some of the locals because, the flight we did was the longest on our books, which is actually one of the most popular flights we do, actually. It's an hour long. And that goes out to the ranges, past the coal mine, past town, and then out to the dam, and then back here, of course. A lot of people... for the birthdays, for the missus' birthday, a bit of a surprise or something like that. A lot of people work at that coal mine.
Okay.
So Claremont is you go to Moranbah and other places where mining is the major industry, where Claremont's still got its soul. It's still road trains parked in the middle of the street full of cows and farmers driving up and down the main street. Like, it's still got its agricultural soul, but there's also the mining industry on the side. So a lot of those guys say, we want to go have a look at the mine because that's where we work.
Yeah.
But we've never seen it from the air. So they get aerial photos of where they work.
And then
we throw in the dam as well for where they play,
Oh, the dam is gorgeous. But that mine was really interesting to see because, I've never seen an open cut mine before. And to see some of it was alight.
Yeah, there's a few little coal fires in there. That's pretty common with coal mines.
It
just happens. The sulphur catches fire and sets the coal, and they just manage it. They can't do much about it. They just dig around and dig that bit out when it gets a bit. There you go.
So this today was a great... I think if people are coming out here, obviously a road trip's how you get here, and there are plenty of places to stay. The dam campsite was just obviously the pick of the bunch. It's really... pretty, and there's lots to do out there, but I would recommend coming on a flight. You need to go to the website to see prices. It's pretty expensive, but when you look at how much fuel you use, you can, and you've got to be paid, so
just make all that money.
Yeah, so you can see why the prices get up there, but go to the website, which is
at bushheli.com.
right.
Yep,
and it's in Claremont in Queensland, so if you're coming up the coast, I highly recommend Mackay Isaac region. It's really pretty, lots to do, and this has got to be one of the best things.
Yeah, and we can cater for budgets as well. So it's the 10-minute fly, which is just around the dam, because the dam's right there.
Yes.
Literally 2 minutes to the dam from here.
Right.
So 10-minute flight, we can take you out to the dam. So if you're camping there, you can get aerials of the dam. And
of where you're staying, yeah.
We can do the town and dam, 20 minutes. Or we can do the big long one, which is the ranges you drive through on the way here. Or you can just ring up and say, I want to take a helicopter to somewhere.
And you'll do
and
it.
And we'll just go and do it.
And before we go, you were telling me some really interesting stuff about tourism is just one side of the business here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not our core. So that makes it kind of unique coming from tourism myself. I do a lot of aerial work now, which is power lines and surveys, and that's most of our work, and mustering. Boss does most of the mustering.
The mustering. That's really cool.
Carolyn Jasinski there with pilot James, call me Bill Wiseman of bushheli.com.